which we have to mention is the idea of children during the week of Tisha B'Av. So it's written that, officially speaking, as I mentioned, by Meikar Adin, Sefer Adin, there are two customs when it comes to doing laundry, but the basic custom would be not to do laundry during the week of Tisha B'Av. Some start from Rosh Chodesh, but officially speaking, the week of Tisha B'Av. And then the week of Tisha B'Av also, even if you watched it beforehand, as I mentioned last time, person is supposed to wear it at least for 1 hour to be able to wear it, the garments during the week. What about ketanim? So when it comes to children up to 3 years old, you would be allowed to wash and do laundry their clothing. So he says, ketanim ben shalosh shanim shedarkam leitlachlech tamid. Always they make their garments dirty, so you would be allowed the week, I feel the week of the Shabbat, to wash their garments. So this is what we had to mention. Now we go now to halachot of Tisha B'Av, the day itself. So as we know, there are a few nekudot that has to be observed on the day of Tisha B'Av. Number one, the prohibition of achila ushtia, that drinking and eating, it is prohibited. The part of the mourning process for the destruction of the Batei Mikdashot and other tragedies that happen on the day. Afilu me'ubarot u'meniqot. When it comes to, let's say, other ta'aniyot, once you have a pregnant lady or a nursing lady would be exempt by other ta'aniyot, except Yom Kippurim, as we know. When it comes to the ta'anit Tisha B'Av, they would be obligated. Even if she's pregnant, she's about to give birth, or let's say she's nursing, nevertheless, they are obligated to fast anyway. And it says, "Kol ha'ochel b'shoteh b'tisha b'av lo yiskel lirot b'simchat Yerushalayim." Anybody that does not take upon himself to participate in the fast of the day of Tisha B'Av, and he eats and he drinks as if nothing happened, he's not going to be zocheh chalila b'chas to see the simchat Yerushalayim. And on the other hand, "Kol ha'mitabel al Yerushalayim," whoever is willing to mourn for Churban Yerushalayim and Beit HaMikdash, Zocher ve'ro'e v'simchata, is going to be zocher to be able to see the Binyan Yerushalayim, the coming of Mashiach, etc. So therefore, person has to be part of the tzibur to be able to chayre v'chas. That's one of the nekudot that, as we know, we are supposed to learn the halachot of Tisha B'Av theoretically, hoping that Bezat Shem is not going to be applicable. So lema'aseh, but if chayre v'chas didn't happen, that we were not zocher to Geula, then this would be the halachot. Yoledet at shiva yamim achar ledata. If you have a lady that was pregnant and gave and she delivered up until 7 days to Tisha B'Av, to the day of Tisha B'Av, asula behechlet, that within 7 days to Tisha B'Av, she would be absolutely prohibited to fast on the day of Tisha B'Av. And mishiva yamim at shloshim yom, from 7 to 30 days, she is petura minit and not Tisha B'Av. She's still exempt. So that means within 7 days, she's absolutely prohibited. From 7 to 30, she's also exempt. Anytime that you have which means the person is either bedridden or cannot act normally, that person would also be exempt from the fast of Tisha B'Av. So when it comes to a chole, is not similar to Yom HaKippurim. That on Yom HaKippurim we have the idea of a person who would be allowed to eat. Then on Yom HaKippurim a person sometimes is supposed to measure, eat 1 ounce, wait 9 minutes, eat another ounce, wait 9 minutes, eat another ounce. So over there, by Yom HaKippurim, Hakal Hakal Techila, we try to avoid. If it's not necessary for the person to, on the one hand, it's necessary for the person to eat on Yom HaKippurim, on the other hand, he doesn't need to eat in one shot. So we try to avoid the Isur Karet. On Yom HaKippurim, the Isur Karet is Kekotev Dagasa. If you eat about an ounce and a half, within the measure time, let's say within 7.5 minutes, so then Chalei B'Chas would have Isur Karet. But over here, so therefore a person has to eat. On the other hand, you don't have to eat in one shot. So then they try to eat, 1 ounce, which is less than kotev dagasa, and then wait about 9 minutes, 10 minutes, eat the second ounce. So however, when it comes to Tanit Tisha B'Av, once a person has a din chole, אוכלים בתשע באב כרגילים תמיד, ואין צריכים לאכול פחות פחות מכשיעור. So over here, it's not similar to Yom Kippurim, and once they need to eat, and they have to eat, they eat, and Shalom al Israel. And Birkat Hamazon, there is no additional point of Nachem. Nachem is only in Shemoneh Esre, and they would say the regular Birkat Hamazon.